The order, first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, do we have any changes this evening?
There are no changes, Mr. Chairman, but I would note that the agenda was revised earlier this week to remove subdivision reference 2021-23 Stillwater Harbor. That application has been postponed at the request of the applicant, and it will be re-noticed for a future Planning and Zoning Commission hearing date.
Okay, thank you.
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the February 17, 2022 meeting.
And unless there's any changes, Mr. Chairman, they would be as circulated.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the February 17, 2022 meeting as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Okay, on to other business. Our first item of other business is subdivision 2019-04 Sloan Family Subdivision. This is a final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan to subdivide 7.749 acres, more or less, into 11 single-family lots and the creation of private roads and open space. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, May 9th, 2019. The property is located on the northeast side of Pinewater Drive, a private road within the Pinewater subdivision. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 17.12, Parcel 5, 5.01, and 5.02. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the final subdivision plan 2019-04 Sloan Family Subdivision.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2019-04 Sloan Family Subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 18-85. Sage Life Rehoboth revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the construction of a proposed three-story 160,100 square foot 144 unit assisted living facility, parking and other site improvements. A special use exception, case number 12066, was granted by the Board of Adjustment for a nursing home and or homes for the aged on December 11, 2017. Final site plan approval was previously granted by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, October 1st, 2019. The site was considered to be substantially underway or under substantial construction on February 2nd, 2021 through a site visit. The property is located on the southwest side of Plantations Road, Route 1D. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 52.01, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the revised final site plan for Sage Life Rehoboth S1885.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the revised final site plan for site plan number 1885, Sage Life Rehoboth. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 18-11, Two Farms Retail number 956, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the reconfiguration of a previously approved set of two retail buildings into one 12,050 square foot retail building. The revised plan proposed a net reduction of 2,900 square feet of gross area. Parking exceeds the 60 spaces that will now be required for the revised plan. This site received preliminary site plan approval from the Commission on April 12, 2018, and as granted by the Commission, the plan received final approval from staff on June 25th, 2020. The previous approval included an accepted waiver from interconnectivity, and staff note the applicant continues to wish to be waived from the interconnectivity requirement. This revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is B1 Neighborhood Business District. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 11, Parcel 78, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Where is this?
It's on the corner of Gravel Hill Road and
here.
Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9 and Gravel Hill Road.
Did you say we had previously approved this as a final?
Yes, and it received preliminary approval in 2018, in April of 2018,
right.
And staff granted final approval in 2020.
Why did we say they couldn't have interconnectivity? That's what I don't remember.
I don't remember. I'm just curious that it's back for a revised preliminary and not a revised final.
It would be.
And if you haven't received. Does it have to go back through the agency process?
Yeah, there are some agency approvals that are required. So, I mean, as far as terminology, Okay. Yes, it would be considered a final. It received final approval, and it's a revised site plan. There are a few agency approvals, like Sussex Conservation and Office of the Fire Marshal. So,
okay. See, we could do it as a preliminary with a final by the staff if we wanted to.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, do we need to pause?
No, we're fine.
Okay.
It's been that way all week.
Thank you. Just needs new batteries.
Yeah, I understand. It's been an IT week.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, Ms. Stevenson, I trust our judgment from the last time. In regard to the waiver, if it was, I don't know that anything's changed. It's less square footage.
The property that would it would be connected to is a very small property. It is C1. If we can, I don't know if we're able to get it up on the computer, but the property is to the south, and it is relatively small and narrow.
Oh, so this is that one that's right on little house on the corner there.
Okay.
Well, I don't understand why we didn't require it, but anybody wants to make a motion, go for it. I think that was one of those that I voted against, the not having interconnection.
Could have been.
I'll make it. Okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to S18-11, Two Farms Retail, number 956, I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan with final by staff.
Second.
Okay, so moved and seconded to approve the site plan 18-11, Two Farms Retail, number 956, as a revised preliminary with the final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No, should have interconnectivity.
Okay. Motion passes 4-1. Our next item is site plan 21-40. Glen Multifamily Dwelling, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a multifamily dwelling structure containing 5 units. The Sussex County Council approved a conditional use CU 2164 at their meeting on April 16th, 2019 through ordinance number 2647. Subsequently, the applicant submitted a request for an extension of that conditional use approval at their meeting of February 22nd, 2022. The Sussex County Council approved a 6-month extension of the conditional use, which will expire on October 16th, 2022. Included in the plan are the provision of 16 parking spaces, sidewalks along the frontage on Old Landing Road, and a 20-foot wide landscape buffer. The applicant's preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is MR, medium density residential. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 19, Parcel 1.06. And staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan can be considered for preliminary and final approvals.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve Nguyen Family Multifamily Dwelling S2140 as a preliminary and final.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve as a preliminary and a final a site plan 21-40 and multifamily dwelling. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Jane P. Locke, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 106.76-acre parcel into one lot and residual lands off of a proposed 50-foot ingress-egress easement. Proposed Lot 1 consists of 0.99 acres and the residual land consists of 105.77 acres, more or less. The property is located on the east side of Bloxham School Road, Sussex County Road 553A. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The zoning is AR1, agricultural residential. The tax parcel is District 531, Map 6, Parcel 44, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the, let me start over again. Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of Gene P. Locke, I move for approval of the minor subdivision of a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I'll second that.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Jane P. Locke with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Sylvester Hicks, Ricky Hicks, and Alberta Harmon, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 2.37 acre parcel into one lot and residual lands off of a proposed 50-foot ingress egress easement. Proposed Lot 1 consists of 0.2 acres and the residual lands consist of 1.55 acres more or less. The property is located on the northeast side of Crooked Road, Sussex County Road 636. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The zoning is GR, General Residential District. The tax parcel is District 230, Map 14, Parcel 133, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision of a 50-foot easement for the lands of Sylvester Hicks, Ricky Hicks, and Alberta Harmon with, it's final.
We are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Yep, so make it a final.
Okay. Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Sylvester Hicks, Ricky Hicks, and Alberta Harmon as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Jocelyn Huff, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a preliminary minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 41.075 acre parcel of land into three lots plus residual lands off of a proposed 50-foot ingress egress easement, which is over an existing driveway. The proposed Lot 1 consists of 1.565 acres. Proposed Lot 2 consists of 1.3421 acres, more or less. Proposed Lot 3 consists of 1.49 acres, and the residual land consists of 36.75 acres, more or less. The property is located on the north side of Huff Road, Sussex County Road 252. The preliminary minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County and zoning and subdivision codes. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 24, Parcel 38.05, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
On this one, I just wanted to make sure they've got an agreement in place on who takes care of what as far as the roads go. But otherwise, make a motion for the approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the lands of Jocelyn Huff.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Jocelyn Huff. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Sharp Farm Limited Partnership, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a concept plan for a proposed subdivision of a 314.271 acres, more or less into two lots plus residual land off of a 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement over an existing paved road. Proposed Lot A consists of approximately 1 acre. Proposed Lot B consists of approximately 2.8 acres, and the residual land consists of approximately 417 acres, more or less. The property is located on the east side of Sharps Road, Sussex County Road 200. This is a concept plan only, and a formal subdivision plan will be submitted upon an approval of the concept plan. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 330, Map 8, Parcel 29, and staff, are awaiting agency approvals.
So basically, they have a road there. They're not making that road part of either of these lots, correct?
That is correct.
They would put an easement in place that road would always let them get to the lot.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Then I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement as a concept for the lands of Sharp Farm Limited Partnership.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve as a concept the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Sharp Farm Limited Partnership. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay.